Actually, that goes along with what I'm going to share from this morning, because we're supposed to live and walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
And not by our law or our regulation or our religion.
Right. Very
good. Even here in the church life, we can have our own law and regulation, but we need to set that aside and do what the Spirit is doing in us.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So this morning we're going to sort of take a turn in this time of our meeting. We sort of came to a conclusion following along with the Church of Irvine going through the book How to Meet. We didn't finish the book, but that was all that was planned. Now we're going to start wherever we happen to be in the book of Galatians, because we're going to try to speak from the life studies that we're reading this week.
Amen.
And this week, we are on life study Galatians 39 and 40.
Amen.
And these are on the two kinds of walk, actually, both messages.
Right.
And saints, I just encourage you, you know, you think, oh, 39 and 40, I'm already missed everything. If you get into the life studies, every message pretty much after 30 or 31 or 32 was Brother Lee's re-speaking of what his real burden was. Because after the 10 days of 3 messages a day, he went to conferences and Lord's days and spoke again and again on what was on his heart. So right now, we're getting the real burden of the book of Galatians.
Amen.
So enter in. We've got 4 more weeks reading the life studies together. And our burden is not just to speak and you get some points, but that we would exercise.
Yes.
In fact, that's the burden in these messages, is to have two kinds of walk.
Amen.
So first, to understand where this came from, let's read Galatians 5:25. Actually, let's start with verse 16, right?
Amen.
Let's read first verse 16. This is the first kind of walk.
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Okay, this is the first kind of walk. So now let's read verse 25.
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
So it seems kind of funny. Paul here is developing something, and he says, walk by the Spirit. And then if we do this, let's also walk. And to our English ears, it sounds odd. But in the original Greek, these two walks are two different words.
Right.
The first walk in verse 16 is a general kind of walk. It means to walk about, to have your being.
Right.
To tread all around.
Amen.
I think the Greek is peripateo, right?
Yeah.
So this is our general walk, what we do every day, how we conduct ourselves, just living our life, driving in the car, whether or not we make our bed in the morning. These kind of walk. It's a general walk. And then the second walk in verse 25 is a different Greek word. It's stoikeo, which is to walk by a rule.
Amen.
Or by a line.
Amen.
And it's used in the New Testament 5 times, and Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's used 5 times, and it means to march in step.
Right.
It's also used in 6:16, walk by this rule.
Amen.
In Romans 4:12, walk in the steps of Abraham.
Amen.
And in Philippians 3:16, by the same rule, let us walk.
Amen.
So this is a different kind of walk. What does this? This is a walk with a goal. That's a regulated walk. It's not your average everyday behaviors. It's you've got a goal in view. You're marching in a line.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Lee compared this walk to, or these walks to your driving, which is good for us in Southern California. So the first walk is you're driving around the neighborhood. You're just sort of driving around. Maybe you've got a short-term goal, but you're not really getting anywhere. And the second walk, he says, when you get on the highway. And the highway is your rule by which you drive. And you have a destination that you are heading towards.
Amen.
So, both of these walks are by the Spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But one walk is by the Spirit as our essence, as our source for what we do. And the other walk is by the Spirit as the rule, as the regulation, as the goal.
Amen. Right.
So in our Christian life, we need both of these walks.
That's right. Amen.
And the first walk by the Spirit is for the second walk.
That's right.
And actually, these messages go well with what we're going to speak about in the second half, because if we have a vision of God's economy,
amen,
we will have the goal in view.
Right.
Amen.
And everything we do in our daily life will be towards amen that goal.
Amen.
So a Christian can be holy. Even you can read the Bible. You can deport oneself in a spiritual way. But you can do that without having the goal in view.
Right.
Saints, why are we here on this earth? It's not to glorify God and wait for Him to come. We are here with a goal. So we need to get into the Word. We need to pray. We need to set aside the time to read the ministry. And that is for the second walk. For the goal of God.
Amen.
For Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. For Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, there was actually four kinds of regulations Brother Lee used for this second walk. The first walk, oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I have to touch this point though. So how can you have, the first walk is actually quite deep. To walk with the Spirit as our source. And this goes along with what we went over Friday night, God. To set aside the flesh and have the Spirit be our source.
Amen.
So no matter what we do, whether we are getting happy, it's because the Spirit is happy. Or whether we get angry, it's because the Spirit is angry. And you may ask, how can the Spirit be angry? The Lord was angry. I forget where the reference is, but in the temple, right? Because of God's house, He was right. Like, get rid of this religion, this tradition, this mixture.
Yeah. Right.
So we need to do everything by the Spirit.
Amen.
And He said, how can we pray unceasingly? This is to have our first walk. He said, it's impossible to pray in a formal way all day.
Right.
How do we do it? He said, but you can call.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We can call all day long.
Amen.
And that is how we have the first walk.
Right.
But then, as we're energized and we have the Spirit's essence, then we realize God has a goal. So everything I should do should be towards that goal.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
So the Spirit is the rule. We can also walk by the new creation. That is only according to what has God in it.
Amen. Right.
Not by our flesh, but according to the new creation.
Mm-hmm.
And then even in Philippians, Paul said, by the same rule, let us walk. He was talking there about gaining Christ.
Amen.
And he said, by this rule, we should walk.
Amen.
Is what I'm doing going to help me or someone else to gain Christ?
Amen.
This needs to be our rule. And this is even stricter than just by the Spirit. And the fourth one, he said, was by the rule of the church life.
Right.
And I would even add, at this point, he said, by the rule of the church life, but to go along with what we're going over in our morning revival, by the rule of the body.
Amen.
Our measure, our guidance should be by the Lord's corporate body.
Amen.
Does it build the body?
Amen.
Is it according to the body?
That's right.
Amen.
That's very good.
Lord Jesus. So these are the two kinds of walks.
Right.
So I encourage you, saints, to have the first walk, even read the life studies, just two a week, it's not hard. You'll have time, it only takes 15 minutes, but go over it again. Highlight it, outline it. Send texts of excerpts to your brothers and sisters. Fellowship with one another. We need to get soaked in the Spirit through the Word, through the ministry, so that we can walk towards the goal.
Amen.
Saints, let's build the church.
Amen.
That Christ could come.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.